It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. And if this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you. And I'd like to assure you that you're not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration and the Lord wants you to be here because he has something special to tell you this morning. So I'd like to specially welcome you. And if you're frequent on the show, before we go into Thanksgiving, I want you to begin to gather every single person that you know and let them know that it is time for our devotion. So gather your friends, family, community. Let us go into the Word of God today. Remember, your day is never complete without a dose of the Word of God. So if you are here and you are lost, burdened, heartbroken, and you have a lot on your mind this morning, it is time to release everything into the hands of God and let God tell you which way to go, because every single morning God has a new word for us. His messages are new every morning. And right here on this show, there are lots of topics that God wants to share with you. So welcome everybody. Well, before we go into the word for today, I would like us to go into the mode of Thanksgiving and just thank God. You can pick one or two things that you are thankful for and let God know that you are thankful. Father, on behalf of every listener of the show, my family, my friends, my community, my nation, my country, and most importantly, the Praise Palace team, Lord, we've come with our hearts of gratitude and want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus for life, for health, for provision. Lord, we want to say thank you. For in Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. Once again, you're welcome to the 13th today in the month of September 2024, and it's a beautiful Friday. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says God's commandment. God's commandment. I would like to remind you all that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Assembly of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, welcome. Today's topic is God's commandment. And we'll be looking at hymn 30, when we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord, our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Hosea chapter 1 to chapter 4. Hosea chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today will be taken from 1 John chapter 5 verse 3. 1 John chapter 5 verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. 1 John chapter 5 verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Our Bible reading will be taken from Luke chapter 11, from verse 27 to 28. Luke chapter 11, from verse 27 to 28. Verse 27 says, "And it happened as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breast which nursed you." But he said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep them." Once again, we're looking at a topic that says God's commandments. The manual today says, when God gives a commandment, many people think that it is for his own good. Whereas every commandment that he gives is for our good. When we disobey God, we are actually hurting ourselves. It remains God whether we obey or not. Those who choose to disobey God are the ones that are actually losing, not God. When God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son to him, it was not because he wanted to eat the boy for breakfast. It was because he wanted Abraham's obedience to open the door to irreversible blessings for him and his seed. If Abraham had disobeyed, he would have missed out on such great blessing. When Elisha told Naaman to go wash in the river Jordan, it was not because he wanted to humiliate him. It was because he wanted him to be healed of leprosy. Naaman almost missed his healing because of his pride. If he had not gone to wash, Elisha would have not lost anything, but Naaman would have died a leper. When God gives you an instruction, no matter how difficult it seems, you stand to gain a lot more from obeying it. God gave man special gifts, and that is free will. This free will is one of the things that make us more special than all other creations. You can decide to obey him, or you can decide to disobey him if you want. However, to justify any blessing that he wants to give you, he wants you to obey him out of your own free will. If you disobey him or his instructions, you are using your free will against him, and that will disqualify you from receiving the blessings that are attached to the instruction. When God sent Elijah to the widow of Zarephath for food, he told the woman to give him a last meal. It was not Elijah who needed a miracle. God had already been feeding him supernaturally until that time. God wanted to test the widow to see if she would use a free will for herself or him. She passed the test, and in return, she had more than enough food to last her through the famine. Also, when her son died in 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 17 to 22, because she had obeyed God, Elijah was there to bring him back to life. Beloved, obeying God is always for your good. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, never miss an opportunity to show God that your free will is for him. Have you been blessed by today's Open Heaven and you would like to be a blessing to somebody? You'd like somebody to benefit from the word from today? Like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. There might be somebody out there who really need to hear this word today. So I would implore you to share with them today and be a channel of blessing. And how can you share? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Click on any of the messages you would like to download or share. You'll see the link pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live every single morning, 7 a.m. GMT, 7 a.m. GMT. Even when you're on motion, you can join us. 7 a.m. GMT on Praise Palace Radio, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Our mobile app is also available for you to download on Play Store and Apple Store. kindly download so that you can join all our programs for the day. There are other exciting programs throughout the day that you can tap from and you can also enjoy on the move. We hope you join us very soon to enjoy all our amazing segments. It promises to be exciting. Please stay tuned for the information immediately after this show. But till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, I want you to remain blessed. You can have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.